Triple M Footy lives on listener. Replays, interviews, and the only place to catch every Triple M Footy call.
Doesn't get better than this.
Triple M rocks footy.
It wouldn't be a Thursday morning without the Chicken Man, Steve Jacko Jackson. Mate, good morning to you.
Jacko.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm just having a bit of a giggle because I'm looking at the list here.
Yeah.
You give me, so I circle all my tips down.
Yeah.
And you said you've gone a roughie with the doggies.
Yes, I have, yeah.
And it's not even on there. And I'm thinking, well, the doggies really? A boy, but you've only got seven games. So, yeah, you... You've left me short. Look, see, this is the red the red flag's flying
sorry,
once
mate,
again.
This is what I'm saying. Like, he can't count for the life of him, hence the reason he always wins his bloody tips.
Okay. Bulldogs Knights.
You know what I've always said is corrupt. But Messi is corrupt.
Yes,
Messi is corrupt.
It is.
So he's got it all over the joint. You don't know where he is. You go, I don't want to look.
You know what? I always win that way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're a bloody cheater.
I don't care.
You're a cheater, that's what it is.
It's Bulldogs and the Knights on Sunday,
and why would you say that you're going for the upset with the Bulldogs?
Well,
they're going okay, mate.
The Dogs
are going okay.
Oh, look, they're playing well. They're just not getting those wins.
I know, but they're not far away from one, and Knights hot and cold, and that's what we're seeing so far this year is hot and cold teams. You bank your money on Penrith and the Storm like you usually do, but other sides are up and down. My Raiders are sitting on third, and Broncos are on 10th, and Cowboys are on 4th. That's the game around this week, you think?
You would have to think.
The Sharks?
It's a 50-50 call. The Sharks sitting in first place on the ladder. The Cowboys are playing outstanding footy as well, Jay.
Well, we'll see how we go. Kyle Felt's on the air with us tomorrow, so we'll see how he's feeling about those statements. He just got the top try scorer of the Cowboys.
So who can you overtake? Matty Bowen, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Bowen.
It was Mango. Good old Mango.
Look, Kyle Felt, what I've always liked him. He's safe, you know. Like he's got a good set of hands. He's like an extra fullback being on that wing. He assists his fullback big time, and he does all the hard runs. And who cannot forget? We got something in common. Scoring tries in grand finals.
You and Felty. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I think he does it. Yours is spectacular too. I'll give you that.
He's still eating free meals on that whole thing.
my try's probably been played the most out of any try. So I'll get free meals. So I bet you I've got more free meals than Felty. Because I'm 34 years.
I feel like you're probably just a couple of years older than Kyle Felty.
Where's your bronze statue, by the way? Just for that, try.
Sure. Now, we got the little plaque on the ground at the Suncorp Stadium. That's a lovely thing to have there.
You really?
Well, every State of Origin player for Queensland has their plaque on the ground out front. Where Wally's statue is there.
Yeah.
So I'm number 67th player to play State of Origin.
Wow.
And now I think
who's number
69? 300 and...
not Jacko.
No, I'll tell you who it is. Mick McLean. Michael McLean is number 69.
He doesn't get a free meal. He gets something else, doesn't he?
Enough. So I did hear a commentator the other day say that our players, NRL players of today, are a lot fitter and more stricter with their regime compared to 20, 30 years ago. Would you agree with that?
Oh, that's everything in life.
Okay.
Everything in sport. The sport especially is they're athletes now, mate. The rules of the games have changed a hell of a lot, but still, they've got the police, the state police rugby league championship here in Mackay. Did you know that? At Makepies?
Yes. Yeah. I was just saying
to the boys, I'll give them a bit of a rev up before the game, and I said, boys, in 1908 compared to now, the rules on the field have changed a lot, but the actual way to win a game hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Hold the ball and don't miss tackles.
Yeah. It's a different time as well. I mean, they're professional athletes. They get paid lots of money to just do that. Whereas in your day, you had to supplement that with a full-time job behind the garbage truck, right?
Totally, yeah. So we were becoming semi-professional in the early 90s. When I went to Canberra in 1986, it was like I was still playing in Mackay.
Yeah, right.
You trained three times a week, you worked, and then you'd play on that weekend. But now it's you get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, you finish at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's Monday to Friday, and then you play on the weekend. So it's just a full-time job now, and they want to be better because they train all day. They're so fit.
But then you've got the added pressures of like social media and everybody invested in your life as a rugby league player these days. Was it the same for you back in the day without the social media?
Well, we probably would have been in jail if we had the social media and the phones back in our day. Sorry to say, but...
Well, some of the stories you've told us over the years... years, we can't
I
repeat.
The league, but, oh, men in general. Just rogues. We're just rogues at times and make wrong choices as young men. And but these days, yeah, they've got to be squeaky clean. You know, they're in the public eye and they're role models to young kids and they've really got to toe the line. And Luttrell, you know, what he's been doing is nothing compared to what was done 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And yet
they're roasting him for it, though.
Yeah, and it's just his character and his... And, yeah, I feel sorry for him, you know. And I know he made some bad choices, but who hasn't made bad choices in their life? He's a young man, and they got him up on a pedestal. They're treating him as like the king. And when your ego's like that, sometimes it is hard to make them right choices.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, speaking of right choices, did Dave make a right coffee for you this morning? I noticed he made your coffee. Does it taste all right?
That tastes okay. You give me one more. What was that, a tablespoon of sugar? I wanted one little sugar, but you got this. Tastes pretty sweet, but no, it's good.
I like it.
I appreciate your efforts.
As you can see, I don't do things in halves.
Me either. Me either.
Hear that again on the listener app, my God. See Jacko's tips we'll put onto our social media this morning. Jacko, it's always good to see you, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.